Spring equinox is a season of new birth and renewal. In this meditation, you'll be setting clear intentions so that you can harvest a more bountiful future. Spring equinox is the optimum time to plant a personal garden within your being, to make a new start, to create what you want to see in your life.
So allow your eyes to close gently now and become aware of your breath. Allow each of your breaths to be long, deep, and complete. As you inhale, breathe deeply into your belly. Allow your belly to come out like a balloon. Hold it at the top for a moment, and then on your exhale, slowly let your belly come down. With each breath in, you're breathing in relaxation. With each exhale, you're letting go. Letting go of any stresses, tensions, worries. Just breathing them out, letting them go, releasing them. Breathing in comfort and exhaling any discomfort. Breathing in ease and exhaling any dis-ease. Breathing in everything that you like and want. Exhaling everything that you don't need, don't want. Breathing in the healing white light, which is soothing, comforting, deeply peaceful, deeply loving. And exhaling everything that you want to let go of. Release. Right here, right now.
Now let's ground, align, and center. Start off with a deep, grounding breath, drawing up all Mother Nature's nurturing energy through your feet, up your legs, up your spine, and exhale these energies into the very center of your heart. On your next breath, we're going to breathe in all that universal energy from the universe. From above, breathe it down into the top of your head, down your shoulders, and into your heart. As you exhale, release all this radiant energy into the center of your heart. On our third breath, we're going to do both at the same time, breathing in all that Mother Nature, Earth, grounding energy up through our feet, all that universal energy down through the top of our head. And we're going to release all these beautiful, warm, and shimmering energies into our heart at the same time. Let them swirl around in a clockwise direction. Your heart chakra becoming warmer and stronger, radiating your beautiful light out to the entire world.
What does it need to plant the garden of your soul? It's very simple. Ask yourself what the qualities are that you most want to see manifest in your life. What are your goals and dreams for a joyous future? What needs have to be met so you can be happy and feel fulfilled? These are the seeds to plant in the garden of your being. Consider what you want to have thriving most in your interior garden. Maybe you want to plant the tiny seeds that lead to abundance and prosperity. Perhaps you want harmony in all your relationships. What about planting the seeds of health and well-being deeply within your heart? While you consider the seeds you want to plant, we will guide you down into the garden of your soul.
Imagine this beautiful big old tree in front of you. It is huge and hollow inside, really old. Notice the smell, a comforting smell of earth and flowers and water. The tree is so big that you could easily fit inside. Go ahead, step inside now. Let it surround you, protect you, give you shelter from the world. As you are looking around inside that tree, notice there is a staircase leading down into the earth. Down, down, and around. Deeper and deeper into the tree, into Mother Earth. Walk down this staircase now, going round and round, deeper and deeper down, feeling calmer, more peaceful with each step, feeling safer and more secure with each moment, as you are walking down deep to a safe and special place deep inside. Notice an archway at the end of this staircase. A beautiful archway. Walk through this archway and step into a clearing.
You are in the garden of your soul now. Begin to walk around and then notice in front of you an area of earth. Look up to the sky. There are trees blocking the sunshine right now. Look down to the earth. Right now it looks dry and hard after the long winter, but we're going to make the soil rich and fertile for planting the seeds. Look to your left and see all the tools you need to make your garden grow. There are all sorts of tools you can use, and bags of rich soil and fertilizer. Whatever you need to prepare the garden of your soul is right there.
Now pick up these tools, clear away the debris, dragging it over to the compost, make a pathway for the sunlight, for the divine light to come into your garden. Till the soil. Add the fertilizer until it is rich and loamy and ready for planting. Do whatever you need to do to prepare your garden.
Now look up and see the sun shining down on your soil. It is so rich now. Reach down and touch the soil in your garden. Feel the richness between your fingers.
Now that you have prepared the soils of your rich interior life, take a deep breath. Let your awareness come to the base of your spine. Imagine that you have roots going deep into the earth. Deep connection with Mother Earth. She nourishes you, brings you strength and growth. And see the soil that you have created. There is enough compost that you have created throughout your life. Everything that you have ever released. Your soil is now rich and ready for you to plant the seeds for new life and energy.
Imagine now to your right a gold box. Pick up the golden box and look inside. The box contains different packages of seeds, magical seeds.
Now look to your left. There's a golden watering can filled with magical water, rich with a universal love and light. Look up to the sky. It's clear and blue. You know that everything is right for your seeds to grow. You feel it. You know it. And you trust this. Everything is ready for your wonderful seeds. The seeds that will grow into the beautiful flowers that you want and desire.
Everything is ready, and the time is finally here. Spring equinox is the time of new growth, of new beginnings. Feel a deep sense of relaxation and peace enter your body as we plant each seed deeply into the soil of your interior garden.
Imagine you are holding the first packages of seeds. It contains the seeds of total harmony within yourself and connection to the source of all life. Focus on your chest for a moment. Bring up strong, heartfelt feelings in your chest. Feelings of love, laughter, joy, peace. Hold the seeds up to your heart and fill them with all your wishes and dreams for harmony within yourself. Then hold them up to the light and let the universal light and love bless these seeds. Now place the seeds into the earth of your interior garden. You plant these seeds at just the right depth. You know that these seeds will grow to awakening more harmony within you.
Imagine now that you're holding the seeds for harmony in all your relationships. Focus back onto your heart, reconnecting with those strong feelings of love and joy in your heart. Hold the seeds up to your heart and fill them with all your wishes and dreams for your relationships. Then hold them up to the light and let the divine light and love bless these seeds of harmony in all your relationships. The ones from the past, the ones from the future, and the ones from the present. Plant these seeds knowing that they will bring more harmony in all your relationships.
Imagine now you are holding the seeds for health and well-being. Hold the seeds up to your heart and fill them with all your wishes and dreams for health and well-being. Then hold them up to the light and let Source bless these seeds of health. Then plant these seeds in the garden of your soul in just the right place, knowing that they will bring health and well-being for you.
Now you're holding the seeds for abundance and prosperity. Abundance and prosperity on all levels. Hold the seeds up to your loving heart and fill them with all your wishes and dreams for an abundant life. Then hold them up to the universal light and let the universal light and love bless these seeds of prosperity and abundance. Place them in your soul's garden.
Now perhaps you would like to have a seed for fulfillment of your soul's purpose. Clarity and wisdom about your path is placed into that seed as you hold it up to your heart. Hold the seed for fulfillment up to the light and let Spirit bless it. And then find the perfect placement in the garden of your soul.
Imagine holding a seed now for peace, inner peace, and peace in the world. Maybe you want to hold several seeds for that. You could plant different seeds for different parts of the world. Hold those seeds up to your heart, hold them up to the light, and let the universal light bless those seeds of peace, peace in the world. Peace within you. Peace within the heart of each person. Plant these seeds within the garden of your soul.
Imagine you are holding a seed for happiness, a seed for joy. Hold those seeds to your heart and fill them with all your ideas, dreams for happiness and joy in your life. Hold those seeds up to the light and bless them before you plant them into the garden of your soul.
Hold a seed up for miracles, for very special events that we call miracles. Miracles in your life, miracles in the life of others. Hold them up to your heart and then to the light. Let the divine light bless those seeds for miracles before you plant them.
Now hold in your hand a seed for illumination, a seed for wisdom, and a seed for truth. Hold these seeds up to your heart. Let them be filled with your desires for illumination, wisdom, and truth. Let the light bless them. Plant these seeds into your garden in just the right place.
What other seeds would you like to plant? How about a seed of trust? A seed for trusting yourself and a seed for trusting others. You might want to do that now.
What are your goals and dreams for the future? What else do you need to plant in order for your life to become more clear, more vibrant? Take those seeds to your heart and then plant them in the garden of your soul while we are quiet for a moment.
The seeds are all planted. Feel how comfortable they are. Send them your love. Feel how ready your seeds are to grow into the most beautiful flowers. Feel your connection to the seeds. Allow yourself to feel the tiny roots starting to grow out of the seeds, attaching to the rich soil. The movement is slow and steady and sure. You have X-ray vision and you can see right into the soil. You can see right inside the earth. See the seed's roots implanting themselves into the ground, getting stronger and stronger, growing more and more. The roots are getting all the nourishment they need from your soil. Strong and healthy roots.
Now watch as you see the top of the first flower push out of the earth. You know that whatever this flower needs to grow, it will receive from you. Look, there is another one coming up through the ground now.
And then imagine looking at the palms of your hands and see a white light coming out of the center of your palms. The light is nourishing, protective, nurturing, and healing. Watch as the rays of this healing white light come out of the palms of your hands.
Now place your hands over the tiny flowers. Watch as the white healing light from your hands caresses the flowers. See how the light nurtures the flowers, giving them strength. You know this is happening in this time, right now. The flowers are growing up towards the sun, their roots steadfast in the rich earth, getting all the nourishment they need to grow healthy and strong.
You also know you can come and you will come into the garden at any time to nourish the flowers with the healing white light from your hands. Remembering what they all are, seeing them grow into beautiful flowers. So smile and look up to the sun, feeling joyful and relaxed. And each time you're outside with the spring sun shining onto your skin, you remember the inner garden you have planted. Flowers of harmony within yourself and in all your relationships. Flowers of health and well-being. Flowers of prosperity and abundance. Of fulfillment of your purpose. Of peace. Happiness. Joy. Miracles. Illumination. Wisdom. Truth. Clarity. And trust.
Remember, you are part of all creation. Allow a new sense of gratitude to build up in your heart. Allow it to uplift your spirit and become the catalyst for new growth in every area of your life. As you look around at nature blossoming over the next few weeks, it reminds you that the same growth is taking place within your being.
Let your imagination soar as you bring forth what you want to manifest. Dream big. That raises your energy. Expands your energy field. Attracts new growth and evolution into your life. Let any doubt, any self-criticism be part of the compost to feed your garden. Living life in a more joyful way, so all your needs can be met with grace. Let your garden be creative and fun. Let's call up our creative part right now to help us grow our gardens.
Choose the one seed that you want to see grow the most. Imagine three different scenes of how the seed manifests in your life. Visualize what it looks like and sounds like to have this new seed manifest.
Now that you have a clear visual of what it looks like, feel it. What does it feel like? Where in your body do you feel this most? If the feeling had a color, what color would that be? What about the shape and size of this feeling? How big is it? What does it remind you of? How would it feel if you could touch it?
Now increase this feeling in that part of your body. Make it as strong as it can possibly be. When you have done that, press together the thumb and middle finger of both your hands to really lock in that feeling. Okay, good. Whenever you quickly want to recall this feeling, all you need to do is press together your thumbs and middle fingers.
If you see old patterns of thoughts or actions manifesting, consider them compost for your garden. Focus a little bit every day on what you want to see in your life so that your interior garden can thrive, opening yourself up to new thoughts and behaviors.
Allow yourself to feel the renewal of the spring equinox deep inside your own being. See and feel yourself as a tree. A deciduous tree. Become your favorite deciduous tree now at the end of winter. See and feel your bare limbs moving in the wind. And as you continue to breathe deeply and gently, feel that your limbs are bare, but your roots go deep. Breathe in deeply, and then as you exhale, follow your breath down to your roots as they go deep, deep into the earth.
Inhale now and draw up nourishment from the earth. Exhale, consciously breathing out any toxin, any poison, any illness of body or mind or society that you want to get rid of. Release any limiting thoughts or beliefs or fears. Name them in your mind as you blow them out one at a time with me. Inhaling, drawing up nourishment from the earth. And exhaling. Now. Inhale. And letting it go. One more time. Inhale. And releasing.
Now, let your breathing become easy again. And inhale from deep within your roots. And bring Mother Earth's nourishment up through your roots, through your trunk, inhaling. Let it fill you. And as this nourishment, this healing fills you, you feel the energy rising through your body until it pulses through your limbs. And as you feel the sprouts of first little leaves as they begin to grow on your branches, bigger and greener.
And now imagine your limbs, your branches growing, reaching out to other trees, other life, other humans. They touch, forming a circle of life. As your breath and their breaths interweave, as our lives connect, energized in Mother Earth.
Now take another few gentle breaths and recognize that the tree's branches are once again your limbs, your arms, the tree's trunk, your body, your legs. But when you come back to this time and place, you keep the knowledge of how to reach Mother Earth's nourishment, and you keep the feeling of our connected branches, our interwoven lives, supporting each other, helping and nourishing each other.
Many people will support you as your garden grows. Know that you're always supported by Mother Earth and the universe. And others joyously assist you so that your garden thrives with new life. You are never alone. You're continuously guided by your deeper wisdom inside, by your higher self. Just let the frantic activity in your life quiet down and listen to the guidance you're receiving from within. Know deep in your heart that all is well. All is truly well. And when you come back into this room, come back slowly, bringing these clear intentions, images, and feelings back with you.